Locations and Dark Souls. Lordran, known as the land of the ancient lords, where their kingdoms converge. This is where the game takes place, and it is a dangerous area indeed, containing a great variety of environments and filled with many dangerous creatures. Any undead's resolve will be tested to the fullest here. The undead travel great distances to reach this land, where the first flame waits to be linked. Anor Londo, known as the City of the Gods, founded by Lord Gwyn. It sits at the top of a mountain, and both the cliff face and its own walls separate it from the outside world. Long ago, invitations were given to great champions among humans, decided through victories in an arena, but this practice has not been kept up for some time. Sen's fortress sits below it, an enormous death trap serving as both gateway and obstacle to Anor Londo, and those who could overcome it were permitted access, but the pathway at the end has since been sealed. Now, any undead seeking to enter the city are carried in by bat-wing demons, if they can overcome the fortress. The truth of Anor Londo is hidden behind an intricate illusion. When the first flame began to fade, all of the gods abandoned it, save for Gwyndolin, Gwyn's youngest son. He now uses his magic to make it look like the city still stands strong, but in reality, only he and his knights remain, and he is the only true authority left. Lost Izalith. Legendary city of the Witch of Izalith, one of the four original lords. She and her daughters founded this city deep underground. The witch and her daughters were originally practitioners of a form of fire sorcery, but this art was lost when the flame of chaos destroyed the city. When the first flame began to fade, the Witch of Izalith tried to reproduce it using her magic and a special soul. However, she failed, and the result was the Flame of Chaos, a twisted flame that produced distorted life instead, known as the demons. Gwyn and his knights waged a war against these demons, and eventually defeated them, sealing the bed of chaos, their source of life, with magic. Some demons now appear in roles that suggest they may work for the gods, either willingly or as captured servants. The creation of the Flame of Chaos also created pyromancy as a byproduct, and Quelana, the only daughter of Izalith to escape the destruction, was able to develop an entire system of magic to imitate the ancient fire spells. She took only one student, Salaman, from the Great Swamp. In teaching Salaman, she hoped that mankind could learn to harness and control the flames, to prevent the same catastrophe that destroyed her own home. Salaman then returned to the Great Swamp to spread the art of pyromancy. The Catacombs. An extensive network of tombs and crypts, overseen by Gravelord Nito. All things that die are laid to rest here, and Nito's power of necromancy ensures that they are not disturbed. The area is not completely peaceful, however, and at one point, a group of occultists attempted to steal Nito's power and use it to kill the gods. They presumably failed, but weapons and artifacts of their perverse rituals can still be found. Now, the necromancer Pinwheel resides in the catacombs, where he slowly siphons away Nito's power for his own ends. New Londo. A large city of undead, this place was once prosperous and known for the foresight of its leaders. All undead were welcome here, and soon it became a safe haven for undead that were banished from their homelands. New Londo was a city teeming with culture and life. Recognizing this, Lord Gwyn bestowed on the four leaders a fragment of his soul and the rank of king before he left to link the first flame. Later, the four kings encountered Darkstalker Kaith in the Abyss, who offered to teach them the art of life drain. In doing so, the four kings and their order of knights were corrupted by the dark, becoming the dark wraiths of Kaith. The threat they posed to the outside world was so great that the whole city was flooded to contain them, killing everyone inside. The dead still wander as ghosts through the ruins, and the dark wraiths themselves survived the flooding, even though they are still trapped. Ulasil, an ancient and long-forgotten human kingdom that was once in Lordran. It was a peaceful land of scholars, who practiced a now-lost form of light-based sorcery. Before its fall, a path to the abyss was unearthed, and they encountered a primordial serpent who convinced them to delve into the depths of the abyss, to unearth the grave of a primordial human. When revived, this human named Manus went mad, and his humanity went wild. This caused him to mutate into a huge abomination, and contact with his humanity caused the people of Ulasil to also mutate into abominations. Manus was a powerful sorcerer and master of the dark, and with his magic, he guided the abyss to grow, swiftly overtaking the kingdom. Knight Artorius was sent in to defeat Manus and half the abyss, but he failed and was corrupted by the dark instead. The chosen undead travels back in time to lay Artorius to rest and defeat Manus in his stead. As the player is not naturally from that time, their actions are instead attributed to Artorius, to be known as the Abyss Walker, a legendary knight who traversed the abyss to defeat the dark wraiths. Astora, a human kingdom outside Lordran. It is a land known for its traditional knights, clergy, and nobility. The Way of White originates from here, and the knight and cleric classes available to the player are apparently travelers from this land and start with the Way of White Covenant. The Way of White itself is very proactive about removing undead, and sponsors great hunts to round them up and forcibly transport them to an asylum on the edge of Lordran. Clerics and knights within the Way of White who become undead are sent to Lordran on a pilgrimage, where they are told to search the catacombs and learn the rite of kindling. At some point in the past, a terrible beast known as the Evil Eye attacked the kingdom of Astora, causing great damage. It was defeated, and its spirit is rumored to be trapped in a magic ring. Katarina, another kingdom outside Lordran that is known for its festivities and drinks, and also for the peculiar onion-like armor of its knights. Their armor was designed to deflect blows, and is actually highly effective, and the knights take great pride in it, but the appearance is still mocked by outsiders. The Great Swamp, a distant and inhospitable land outside Lordran, unwanted by all, save for the people who live there. Not a formal kingdom per se, it is populated by outcasts and exiles from other lands. They share a common interest in the teachings of pyromancy, and appear to practice some form of shamanism as well. As they are not a proper kingdom, they have no order of knights. Pyromancy is an easy craft to use, and is still very powerful. Travelers from the Great Swamp are often equipped with wrapped clothing that protects them from the dangers of their homeland, and versatile hand axes that serve as both tools and weapons. It is not specified whether undead are welcome here, but undead from there are often ecstatic for the chance to travel to Lordran and hopefully visit the ancient city of Izalith. Vinhelm, a land known for the Dragon School, a place of study for the system of sorcery formalized by Seath the Scaleless. The school employs its own spies and assassins trained in sound manipulating magic, and through this maintain control of the city and its politics. The sorcerer starting class available to the player originates from Vilnhelm. Karim. This kingdom is most known for its shady aristocrats and knights, and its gods. If anything, it is the polar opposite of Astara, pardoners of Velka, a rogue goddess, are known to come from here, and it is home to the infamous Arster of Karim. It is a place known for distinctive weaponry. Karim knights use lightweight parrying daggers in place of shields, and their shuttles cut a sinister profile. And its archers are trained in a unique crossbow specialized for sniping. A very particular kind of magic ring originates from here, exceptional at resisting status effects, but rumored to be created through dreadful means. The purging stone items are also from Karim, and the fact that they contain the remains of humans raises serious questions about the nature of their production. Undead Asylum. An asylum for the undead on the edge of Lordran. Undead were corralled here, and in many such places by order of Gwendolyn, the youngest son of Gwyn, Lord of Sunlight. The undead are kept here in hopes one day one of them would be chosen to be able to defeat the gatekeeper, the fearsome asylum demon, and go on to link the first flame. It is still unclear whether the undead is chosen because they are able to defeat the asylum demon, or that they are able to defeat the asylum demon because they are chosen.